Today, we're talking to Wendell D. Simons, a professor of sociology and history, about how our patterns of work are transforming. Professor Simons, welcome to the show and thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Now, obviously the pandemic caused a big change in the way many of us work. We've seen an increase in remote and hybrid working, and that's not going away. Are we in a new age of work?
Yes, it's very interesting. Yes, we are in some ways, but in other ways we are seeing a return to pre-industrial times when people often worked for themselves growing crops and tending to farm animals. That work was very focused on the results, purely because if they didn't work, they often didn't eat. But they generally stayed at home and worked throughout the day, taking breaks when they needed to eat, to care for children and so on. This is very much what we're seeing today, except in the digital realm. With the Industrial Revolution came a long period of working under the supervision of employers. How much money you earned was dependent on your boss's opinion of you and how hard they thought you were working. So there was more focus on the time you spent than the results you were getting in many cases. With so many people working at home, the dynamic has shifted again in the relationship between the manager and the employee.
What does this mean for management in the future?
It is going to change their role somewhat. Traditionally, managers have monitored and evaluated their employees. That becomes harder when they're not in the office. We have already seen an increase in the use of digital monitoring software, which is set to continue. However, I think that it will evolve to not just tell a manager how long someone was logged in to the work computer, but also detect signs of overwork and stress by detecting biorhythms and accessing nutritional information. It will help managers oversee a team with different work styles and patterns of working who will often be connecting across different time zones. The role of manager will become far more of a mentor role, and they will be required to facilitate their work rather than evaluate it, as most of that will be done automatically.
How will employees have to develop in future?
With the speed of progress, there will be a far greater emphasis for employees on digital dexterity over experience. Employees will need to continuously update their skills and remain open to change. With many tasks becoming automated, most work is likely to become cognitive, with higher value work involving problem solving and communication. This will also mean companies will need continuous professional development courses, which can be accessible to all, with time set aside for workers to complete them.
Do you think there will be a change in why we work?
As we are already starting to see, people will start to attach more value to doing meaningful work. This will be easier in some respects, with more of the monotonous work done by machines and technology. Yet there will also be challenges in terms of finding a work-life balance. Although many people are happy to embrace working outside of the traditional 9-to-5 work hours, it does present issues over drawing the line between the personal and professional.
How about society? What changes do you think will be made to the way we set up our communities in future?
Well, with reduced need for offices, but more need for workspaces at home, we could see homes become more sizable and housing moving back into city centres to reclaim the spaces that office blocks previously. More and more people are going to want at least one dedicated workspace in their home, if not two or more for families. As we are already seeing in some cases, it may mean that populations of cities start to fall as people look for less urban spaces to work from. Countries may become more evenly populated in future rather than having a lot of people clustered into small communities. Although the pandemic certainly increased the speed of change, I think we are heading in the direction that we would have gone anyway. We are certainly at the beginning of a new era.
Thank you, Professor Wendell Simons. After the break.